Welcome to Tech Bytes, a 15-minute podcast on compelling ideas and products in IT. Our subject today is SD-WAN, and our sponsor is Oracle. We're going to discuss how SD-WAN enables and supports multi-cloud management, fail-safe network automation, more secure connections, and application fluency. Our guest is Doug Tate. He is Director of Product Marketing. Doug, welcome to the show, and let's get started. What is the role of SD-WAN in supporting a company's multi-cloud strategy?
The industry is going multi-cloud in a big way. Applications are moving from off-premise into the cloud with multiple applications. We just look at any mid-sized company and they're averaging accessing up to five clouds at a time.
So this is what you're actually saying, Doug. This is a really good point. And this is something that a lot of people don't think about is we hear a lot of talk in the industry about the marketing dollars from the cloud companies. And they're all saying people are all in with our cloud. They're all in with one cloud or one cloud. What you're saying is that you're seeing in the market that most people are in multiple clouds.
That's correct. The average I've seen from, I think from IDC is about five clouds. The average mid-sized company accessing five clouds. And usually they're doing it with applications or with databases or, you know, cloud services. So there's a lot of interaction going on between the clouds and what's going on in their companies.
So tie that back to SD-WAN for us.
With all that movement to the cloud, there's a lot more traffic now. The second area also is around IoT. We're seeing IoT really emerging and coming into the industry. So you have a lot going to the cloud, a lot going to IoT, a lot more devices. That just brings out a heck of a lot more traffic.
I think also the interesting part about multi-cloud is this idea that the branch talks directly to the cloud provider. You don't loop around by the data center, although you might. But what you've got is this change in the way that things count, because in SD-WAN, we might be using the public WAN or the internet to connect to the cloud.
Exactly. And that gives us, I would say, cloud management issues. So if I'm accessing, which cloud am I accessing and how do I access it? And how do I, what visibility do I have into the cloud? And how is my traffic being managed up into the cloud and then back to my branch?
Talking about clouds and applications, a typical SD-WAN product should be able to identify my application so that I can apply some kind of policy, you know, throttle or allow, whatever. But Oracle's talking about application fluency, and I haven't heard that term before. Can you drill into what that means, particularly in regard to SD-WAN?
Yeah, what we see in the industry today is they talk a lot about application aware, which not a bad thing, but that just says the network is aware of my application. When we talk about application fluency, we look at the data that flows in and out of the application and how that's balanced against the rest of the traffic in the network, as well as how it's affecting the user. So it's a lot more about fluidity or the flow of traffic and less more about the application. Application aware plays into it. But we really look at how we then balance the traffic across the network and then how the applications interact with that data coming in and out of the network.
So this is a recognition of the fact that a packet is a packet, but we don't care about one packet or a thousand packets. What we care about is the stream or the flow of data between two endpoints. And that's the key factor that you want to be optimizing in the SD-WAN.
Exactly. As well as how the streams interact with each other. You know, you can think of this as I may be having a data session with an app in the cloud. I want to trigger a voice or video, and it's the same, maybe same stream or multiple streams. Well, how does that interact? How does my SD-WAN handle that?
Okay, so you're saying if I had an application policy that was maybe a little more coarse-grained, it would, if I kick off the session and it's just data-driven, and then I switch to video, I might not get the performance I want on the video that switched to video. You're saying you can sort of understand what's happening in the application at a more fine-grained level to then adjust how my SD-WAN's responding.
Exactly, as well as then how it affects the rest of the network.
Okay. Huh. Okay, so that's application fluency.
I think that's a key part of this Oracle SD-WAN product line, because the way that Telari, Oracle SD-WAN appliances work is quite unique compared to some of the other products in the market.
Oh, agreed. And I think it comes right down to the specifics of it. The detail is, you know, we're dealing on a packet by packet basis, and we're measuring that as it goes in and as it comes out of the network. And then pulling all that information together to make the decision on how that traffic should flow. So there's a lot of details there, but that's exactly right, on a packet by packet basis.
Yeah, I think that's important, because the Oracle SD-WAN, which is the Telari part of it, is you actually care about the packets in the technology underneath, and you can do really powerful things to make sure the stream is working because you optimize the packet flow. So we can sort of sit here and say, you know, it sounds a bit wafty to sort of go like, you know, oh, the flows are going very well and we, you know, we have fluency. But what it really means is that at a packet level, you recognize it's part of a stream and you handle it. And that's how you get the, the performance levels for transactional data is by actually monitoring the whole stack, not just, oh, that's an IPsec tunnel, I'll thump it down there, and if it fails, I could fail over in, you know, in half a second or so. That's not, I don't call that true SD-WAN. I think that's like, that's not recognizing what we want to achieve here.
That's correct. Or it's a different, I want to say different flavor of SD-WAN. Yeah, I almost look at like a magic or magician or magic show. He pulls the rabbit out of the hat. Oh, how do you do that? Well, you know, when we look at the traffic flow in the middle of the traffic, how do you redirect that traffic when you have jitter or congestion or latency? Mm. Well, we're actually directing it as it comes into the network and as it's flowing out of the network. So we see at the perimeter, at the outside edge of the network, is that we pick up the controls and the flows and read the data and do the analytics.
Mm-hmm. So one of the big features of Oracle SD-WAN is this balancing of traffic into the WAN. Tell me a little bit about that and how the rebalancing occurs and the value of that.
A lot of secret sauce there and patents. But in short, we are looking at each packet that goes in. We're inserting information in that packet. So when we receive it on the other end, we can tell whether there's latency, jitter, or loss, or congestion. Mm. So we're measuring paths, or we like to call them conduits, from one point to the other point. And then we measure all the conduits that we have within the network, giving them a grade. How well are they performing? And then we all look at the application and see if it's a high priority application, low priority. Where does it fit in? Is it voice? Is it video? And here, this gets into the application fluency. And then map that application priority or policy to the proper channel, whether it's going satellite or 5G or 4G or cable, based on the measurement of that conduit. And so, like I said, a lot of secret sauce there, a lot of patents, but this is where that balancing act is. Then that's where I think we see a lot of the intelligence, or dare I say, machine learning, is coming into play with SD-WAN. Mm.
So I know Oracle positions its SD-WAN solution as quote unquote fail safe. Is that a reference to like link aggregation and dynamic failover among links? Because I mean, essentially every SD-WAN solution has that, or is there something else that you're bringing to the table?
Fail safe in that we will not let your network fail. And of course, this comes down to you have to have multiple networks and not multiple WANs, whether again, you have satellite or cable or what WANs you have in place. But we will do everything in our power to keep any failure of any traffic going through that network. Not one packet will get lost. How do we do that? Well, we're always checking even UDP traffic. We check for retransmission. We can retransmit something, or we can replicate it coming across. I see a lot of sometimes for some solutions that are out there, a session will be set up and you could potentially lose a session when you have an outage. With our solution, no failures whatsoever. You won't lose the session, you won't even lose a packet.
Does this mean you're using both links or multiple links for each session then?
Oh, we could. Again, this is something that's part of the you could turn that feature on to say, let me replicate sessions. Let me replicate voice. Let me replicate the video. In which case, we receive it on the far end. And once we receive the duplicate packet, we can throw it away and rebuild the voice or rebuild the video and then give that out to the user or the application.
That's the coolest feature because the endpoint doesn't have to know.
That's
correct. It's not like normally what we do is if there's duplication happens in the network or retransmissions or something, then the endpoints have to do the work to reprocess this. Whereas Oracle SD-WAN does all this in the network. So it's completely transparent to the end node.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked up on it because that's really a strength. We're very much agnostic. We don't have to expose those dirty details back to the user. They just plug in and they run and connect.
But if I want to see them, can I get access to it if for some reason I need to get deep into the weeds for troubleshooting?
Yeah, because you want to know whether your cable provider is providing good access or your satellite provider is actually making the connection for you or your MPLS is actually working. So yeah, we do have visibility in not only our control, which is either on-prem or in the cloud, or we also have a product called Aware, which gives you a whole more holistic view of the network and gives you greater troubleshooting capability. We've had a few of our customers where once we installed them and put our SD-WAN out there, they discovered within a day that their MPLS line was only half baked. It was only half working. And they could go back to their provider and say, hey, we're paying you all this money for, you know, a very poor line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great to have that visibility because then you can say, here's the SLA we signed and here's what you're actually delivering.
That's right. It's very predictive with our solution. right?
Yeah, there's a lot of smarts in the, although, I mean, Oracle SD-WAN has got a really good solution in that you've got the central controller and the monitoring and the management and the network analytics, but that smarts at the edge of the network really means you can groom the path and groom the dynamics of the failover and direct the application flows. This is where your fluency is. When I steer traffic down the paths, you don't have to steer a whole flow down one path. You can split it over the paths and get the best possible outcome.
And that's how we can do it in sub-second time, right? Down to millisecond time. You have to push that smarts out to the edge so there's enough intelligence at the edge to make those quick decisions. Hmm.
So in my introduction, I mentioned we're going to talk about security, and security is essential to SD-WAN. We're seeing SD-WAN vendors add security features like stateful firewalls, or they're partnering with security vendors, security providers. What's Oracle doing to address WAN and application security?
A lot. and security, we could spend all day on. There's so much information here. If I could simply break it down into a few, let's say, horizontal and vertical views. And from a horizontal view, Oracle is all about cloud security. I don't have to talk much about there. You just go hear Larry talk or hear what's going on the rest of the greater Oracle as we move into the Oracle cloud infrastructure. I'm very much concerned about how that connects to our SD-WAN and how the WAN is locked down. And that's the second portion of it, is the network infrastructure. And then you take it out to the edge and the edge security. So I see it as three levels horizontally: cloud, network, and the edge. Then you go vertically and say, okay, from your layer zero or layer one up to layer seven, how do you handle security? We both go horizontal and vertical. You know, if I were to go vertical, there's the encryption, decryption, there's the encoding, authentication goes on and on and on. Feature function list that, man, we got the network locked down. There's no way to break into it. And even we can push out a firewall that's built into the SD-WAN out to the edge. So we can have, for the most part, your stateful firewall that you can have at your bank location. Hmm. So that's just to name a few. But you know, the industry is very concerned about security. We're very concerned about security. It starts at the cloud, works the way down to the network, and then out to the edge.
So I know one thing that's attracting folks to SD-WAN is the fact that they can consolidate that branch sort of footprint by having security built into the SD-WAN edge appliance.
That's correct. We do have our own firewall that we push out to the edge. I think the hard part there is how complicated you want that to be, in that it may be okay for 20 branches, 30 branches, but how do you manage that on a branch by branch basis? So here you have to have come up with a strategy. If you're a very large company, have thousands of branches, what's your strategy for security at the edge? You know, do you allow open to the internet, or do you lock it down, or do you have a tight firewall? You know, so that brings up a whole different type of architectural issue. And I'll say that's that layer seven security, you know, and here's where we could easily tap into some of the more sophisticated firewalls and bring them in. But that's more of the edge security discussion.
Yeah, I think the more we push security out to the edge of the network, the better off we are. The posture, the control, and I think importantly, the thing that most people don't think about is the scale. Instead of having one big firewall in the core of the network and everything depends on that firewall being up and running, now you've got hundreds of firewalls at the edge of the network. Effectively, your network edge, what used to be the router, is now an SD-WAN appliance, becomes your firewall, but still acts like one firewall because it's centrally controlled by the SD-WAN. So you get the operational benefits of centralized control and the physical or the spending and the capital cost benefits of an SD-WAN by distributing the cost of the firewall across each one of your branch locations.
That's right. That's right. And one other area, which I'd like to just touch on, that Oracle's looking into in a big way. We do have a fraud monitor device that basically models the network and learns, you know, over time. And you see this moving to the cloud, or moving to the cloud, there'll be more cloud analytics around this. In other words, our fraudsters or our security people, they're getting smarter and smarter. We have to really take a greater view of the network, model it, and see where there's anomalies and raise flags there. And so this is another area that kind of starts touching on AI, artificial intelligence, and the modeling and seeing what anomalies we have in the network. Again, I just want to mention that, you know, this is one key area that Oracle's moving down that path.
Okay, so there's a teaser for the audience, and maybe
that's
this
right.
Then is the place to wrap it up. If folks want to get more details, find out more information, Doug, where will you send them?
Go to our cover page, oracle.com/SD-WAN for the basic information. There's always a lot more exciting information at blogs.oracle.com. a whole bunch of blogs that are out there. I always go to that page and do a search on SD-WAN for the latest and greatest on SD-WAN.
Fantastic. That's oracle.com/SD-WAN and Oracle blogs. We'll have links plus more in the show notes that accompany this podcast. That does wrap up this Tech Bite. I want to thank Doug for joining us and Oracle for being a sponsor. And thank you for being a valued listener. If you like what you hear, you can find this and many more fine free technical podcasts along with our community blog at packetpushers.net. You can follow us on Twitter at packetpushers, find us on LinkedIn, like us on Facebook, and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And last but not least, remember that too much networking would never be enough.